Welcome back to another episode of On Tap. We're here with Mitch, Cody, Sam, and myself, Beans.
Hell yeah,
Beans. That was great.
He just said more words now than he has in the last three episodes.
Hey, dude, Beans World is making big moves for Beans, all
dude,
right?
Beans World is going actually really good. Have you been keeping track of the numbers?
Sam will fucking call and tell me, dude. I have no access
to it.
Sam's a little statistic monster, dude. He's always good for the stats.
Statistics have been like... My entire life, I've been obsessed with them, whether it's hockey or, you know, like sports or any sort of statistic. It just resonates with me, dude. I'm like a math wizard, dude.
How many passing yards did Kirk Cousins have this season?
Oh, dude. If I was a Vikings fan, I probably would have known, but I'll definitely keep track on that shit during the year, dude, because I'm a fantasy fucking nerd, too. So I'm in on statistics.
Yeah, I'm a big sleeper fantasy guy. I like the guys that nobody else likes. That's my biggest thing.
No, absolutely.
I don't like the mainstream guys.
And that's how you get good. You got to get them sleepers in.
Yeah, I'm just one of those guys. Sometimes I'll just auto draft, and sometimes I'll just pick a guy because his name looks cool.
Are you the kind of guy that like leaves people in on the bye week and like just doesn't pay attention to your fantasy at all?
I saw this meme for March Madness. It was like, hope all the teams with red jerseys win this one. Dude, that would be how I would pick my
that's
shit.
Where my sports knowledge, it just dies at college basketball. Like someone that's obsessed with sports as me, like I've never made a March Madness bracket. I've never been up on that shit. I wish I would. It looks fucking fun.
I've made one, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, as we learned, 2 weeks ago, I'm basketball in general. I am basically fucking worthless. I couldn't name a single Timberwolves player. I still can't. Anthony Edwards is one, right?
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
That was the one on the trivia.
Yeah, that's the only one I could ever name.
I don't know any of this fantasy shit you guys are talking about.
It's like handcuffs and
that's
leather
what I'm talking
and
about.
Belts.
Yeah, the ball gag. Ooh, yeah, ball gag.
That's the kind of fantasy stuff we're talking about.
Dude, Beans has a ball gag, and I'll come over just to hang out. Like, his son will be there. I'll like be trying to like play little games with his son, and he'll come out with his ball gig and be like, "Sam, let's do some naughty."
No, that's fucking bullshit.
Let's get
cut
naughty.
That. We're cutting that.
And I'm like, dude, I'm just hanging out with your kid, bro. Like, I'm playing fucking trains.
No, that's fucked up.
And you're trying to ball gag? Like, what the fuck? But hey, we're here, we're queer, and we're used to it.
Yeah, you're queer.
Do you actually have ball gag at home?
I got a couple different toys.
Really?
Dude, you just got to fucking have the cleaning wipes right there.
You got a pocket pussy?
No.
You got a blowjob machine?
No. I should get one, though. I do hear they're pretty fire.
I feel like you'd be one of those guys to have, like, the full silicone ass that you just fucking...
Have you guys seen the show Dave?
Yeah.
It's got, like, that whole body
that just, like, flops around.
Dude, that's where I learned about milking.
What is happening right now, dude? We were going to talk about spring break, and we're on fucking milking right now.
Dude, I want to milk.
This shit has gone off the rails in, we're 3 minutes in, and this shit is so far off the fucking rails right now.
You're saying you want to be milked, though? You wouldn't like that?
Let's reel her back in. This whole episode is just about the perfect spring break. Will, run us through what your, like, perfect day-to-day, you're gone for, let's say, 5 days. It's the perfect amount of time.
And I can go, like, anywhere and do whatever.
You can go anywhere and do all anything.
Right. In the Run U.S. We'll
yeah, yeah,
in the U.S. and Mexico.
Okay.
All right, so what's the big one in Florida that everyone goes
Panama
to?
Panama City Beach.
Panama City Beach, all right.
Not anymore.
You, 5 days
they made
there.
Drinking illegal on the beach there.
Get as fucked up as possible every day. Do as many drugs as possible. Fuck as many bitches. That's my dream fucking.
That was very detailed.
Thank you.
It's just vague enough for me to think that that's, I think, every single person's plan going to Panama City Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of drugs are you ripping,
dude?
Let's get into it.
I've never been on a fucking spring vacation, so I have no idea, like a spring break vacation. I have no idea what goes into it, what happens, none of that.
Yeah, I suppose. That's
you
just
know
like
I'd
so
have
foreign to me.
I'd have to be there to feel it.
Yeah, see, I'm right. I hate admitting this, but I'm on the same page as Will. So I've never been on a spring break vacation. So I really don't like my thing is like all my buddies always went to South Padre.
Yeah.
So I'd probably end up in South Padre, probably be a lot of drinking on the beach. I'm thinking probably day three, I'd want to go get a tattoo. Ooh. Like a spring. Like
yeah,
a,
you got
to. Yeah, you got to do a fucked up tattoo. Something stupid, you know, like a Made in America stamp on my ass, you know. I'd have to be violently hammered. I would probably start drinking. If it was past 11 in the morning every day, something's wrong, you know. The second I wake up, I'd probably be cracking a drink.
You have to.
But that's the thing is, like, besides drinking on the beach, like, I don't really know what else there is to do in Padre. I'm assuming there's bars and fucking clubs and whatever else.
Yeah. Cocaine.
I think that's pretty much just what everyone does, is just drink from the time they wake up till the time they go to bed.
Yeah, and I'm an early sleeper, too. Like, if I day drink, I'm fucking going to bed at, like, 10 o'clock. I'm
something about it just keeps me up all night.
No, you have to time it out better than that, brother. If you're going to day drink, you have to, let's say you get up, you start at about 10 a.m., you got to take that nap around 2, so then you're fired up and ready to go for dinner. You can't prolong the nap too long.
No, I'm all for it. I get what you're saying, but regardless of any situation, I'm an early sleeper. Like, when it's time to go to bed for Mitch, I'm fucking going to bed, and you're not going to stop me from doing it.
You stayed up pretty late the other weekend.
No, I didn't. I went and slept in Tyler's truck.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I went to bed like
midnight. Tyler and I are sneaking out. I was like, hey, can you give me a ride home? He's like, yeah. We walk out to his truck, and Mitch is head down in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I go to bed. Mitch a ride. Once I get drunk enough and tired enough, I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy this anymore, and I'm going to do either I'm going to get too fucked up and throw up, or I'm going to fall asleep at the party, so I just get the fuck out. Like, I'm a midnight sleeper. Die hard.
Dude, I 100% agree, and I know this is soft talk, but I want to get into this a little bit, because some people just need to fucking learn when to go to bed, because that's when they start doing the embarrassing, cringy shit. Like, I'm just like you. When I get too drunk,
I know a guy.
It's time for bed. Like, I'm gonna call it before I start getting weird, having conversations that I'm gonna regret immediately in the morning.
Exactly.
And, like, shout out Scrat. He's the king of not dying and just fucking everything up at the end of the night.
Yeah, see, like, I got some homies where, like, we'll drink, you know, and I'm pretty much always the first one to go to bed. And I openly admit that. I don't care. I don't think it's a fucking flex to stay up late. I'm 22 years old. It's not fucking cool anymore. We're not 14, right? I have some buddies that, like, it'll be like 5 in the morning and they'll be sitting at the fire by themselves just, like, sipping on a drink.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck that.
Can't die. No. Can't die. And I'm like, for what, dude? Who are you trying to fucking impress? I don't think it's that cool.
That's not...
Doesn't
That's
do it for me. You're just the, ruining your day tomorrow.
I think it just goes to the root of why they're out there. You know what I mean? Like, for me personally, I'm out there to socialize and, like, hang out with my friends. And the second that the majority are gone, I'm probably going too.
See, for me, it's the second that the majority are too drunk to hold a good conversation, I'm fucking done with it. I don't care anymore.
I always sense, like, the night's starting to die. I'm one of the first to call it. I'm not that guy to be like, fuck it, we're going till the sun comes up. If I see the sun come up, I start panicking. Like, I get true anxiety, like, holy fuck, I ruined my whole next day. I need to go bed right now. And when I start getting lack of sleep, that's when I get sick. So, like, that's another factor for me. It's like, fuck, I need to get to bed right fucking now.
This might be a really selfish, fucked up way to look at it, but, like, every time I'm, like, ready to go to bed, I say I'm going to bed, all my buddies are like, someone will be like, oh, you fucking pussy. And I'm like, listen, dude, maybe if you were entertaining enough, I'd want to stay up. Maybe if you were doing something for me, like, then if I don't want to be the life of the party, if I'm tired, I'm sure as shit not going to provide for you.
That's such a stab, too. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Have a good
talk
one,
to you tomorrow. Dude, let me learn you youngins a little something. I was actually a part of the last year that you could drink on the beach in Panama City Beach for spring break. And let me tell you what. It was electric. I got to see T-Pain perform on the beach.
Oh, that's badass.
I mean, there's like hundreds of thousands of people shoulder to shoulder for like 3 to 5 miles of beach.
Holy
it is
fuck.
Wild. Ton of fun. Wish you guys could have seen it.
That sounds like some of my worst nightmares, dude.
So much fun.
Maybe I'm just an old soul, but like elbow to elbow with a bunch of sweaty fucking 20-year-olds. Ugh. Yeah. I would just hate it. I don't like people that much. I hate being in a big crowd like that.
You're just living in a new world.
Is it like Howie's? Did you see a lot of tits popping out or what? A
lot of boobs. I actually have videos. I'll show you
did
guys
you have,
after this.
Did you have beads on you?
No, I didn't.
Are
never
you
did
a
that.
Beads guy? Like, if you're at a bead situation.
No.
Mitch, I know we've been at beads places together.
We've been beads guys together. I got to be pretty fucking drunk to be the beads guy. But once it's on, it's on. Once you get the first set shown and the first set thrown, then it's game the fuck on, because it's like, until then, it's like you're an embarrassment, you know?
I don't
you
actually,
look like a dumbass trying to give people beads.
Well,
once
the
first set of tits comes out, you're like, this shit works.
The girls have
genius.
To be drunk, and like, it has to be the right vibe too, because you throw beads at a girl that doesn't want to show them, it's
you throw beads at a
so
sober girl and you look like a fucking asshole. You look like a douchebag.
Yeah, it goes from like a funny playful thing to like, this
you're
is
creepy.
Fucked up really quick, I would imagine. So you really got to be selective. Dude, how does it work? Is it literally just an exchange of you give them?
No, you throw
beads?
Them at them. You like, give them toss beads? Them up, and they're like fucking.
No, it's like a. It's like a. You got a necklace of beads, and it's a well-known thing, or you got a handful of beads, and a girl sees it. It's their job to earn the beads. You don't throw the beads before the tits. That's fucking just giving, you know?
And you gotta,
there's an exchange.
For someone like me with social anxiety on whether they're or not they're going to accept the beads, you have to go for the one that has a fucking array around their neck because you know,
yeah.
Like, oh they don't give a fuck, dude. They flash their tits 100 times tonight.
They either flash their tits 100 times or they're trying to get chicks to flash their tits as well because there's some crazy drunk girls who are into that.
Dude, I remember one time I was at Howie's. And there was a girl there who I had a big crush on and an amazing pair of tits. And I went to bed early this night. Like, it was like the second night of Howie's. And in the morning, you know, everyone's sitting around the fire. Everyone's debriefing the night. And she's like, yeah, I don't know what happened. I was flashing my tits to everybody. And I was like, fucking kill me, dude. Worst night to go to bed. I've been imagining them tits for 8 years, you know.
I went to Lake Havasu for spring break the year after PCB, and that was a really fun night. We took my dad's RV down there, so we drove from Grand Forks, North Dakota, all the way down to Lake Havasu in Arizona. Long ass drive. I drove the entire way myself, straight through. I want to say it was 24 hours straight. And we get there, and everyone had slept while we were going, because there's a bunch of beds and couches in this thing. So everyone was well rested by the time we got there, except for me.
Everyone's ready to roll.
Yeah. We get in at like 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and I'm like, I'm going to take a nap because I'm not going to want to stay out tonight if I don't get some sleep. So I go take a nap, and all of a sudden, like an hour goes by, and everyone is back in the hotel room. We had a big suite. There was like, I don't know, 10 of us staying in this hotel room. And they're all back. I'm like, what are you guys doing back already? They're like, we all got our IDs taken. The first hour that we were there. Dude. So then I was the only one for the rest of the trip with an ID. I was
God damn it, dude.
I mean, keep in mind, we were all under 21, obviously. So, you know.
I brought beans to Cato. It was like literally a week before his 21st birthday. And I was visiting my college buddies there. And the first fucking bar we go to. So one of the guys we were with, he knew one of the bouncers but didn't know the other.
And Beans got confused
or the lines didn't work out. The guy told him, he's like, go to this guy and you're good. Well, he got pushed to the other guy, took his ID, and honestly, Beans, I still feel bad for this. I made sure it was okay with him, but you know it never. Like, he was in a rough spot, but I'm like, you good to just go back to the house?
So I'm sitting there all by myself in this random fucking apartment. Just hours of YouTube, dude. And then he comes back. He's like, Beans, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go to bed.
What a fun trip.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we went back and we ripped it up, though.
I made it up to him. I made it up to him the next time. But I felt, dude, the first bar, they're like, oh, this is definitely fake. Put in their pocket.
It is a pretty damn good fake too.
You know what? Actually, what worked for me really well, I had two times where people tried taking my ID when I had a fake ID, and they would be like, they'd look at it, be like, "This ain't real," and I'm like, "Wait, what?" And I'd grab it and look at it. Yeah, you're right, dude. So they can't take it.
We were up in Cross Lake one time, and me and my buddy both had fake IDs, and I was actually getting kicked out of the bar. They said I instigated a fight. It's a whole nother story. not true story.
I believe, but the
best part. So we're standing out there, and I'm like talking shit to all the bouncers, like just pissed off. And my buddy's standing out there with me, and the guy goes, "Hey, can I see your ID again?" To my buddy, not to me.
While you're already in.
While we're getting kicked out. We were already in, drank. Now we're getting kicked out. And he's like, let me look at your ID again. Because we were talking shit. We were being dicks, for sure. And so my buddy gives him the fake ID, whatever. It's like from fucking Illinois or something stupid.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, and he's like looking at it for a long time. And I walk up and I whisper in my buddy's ear. I'm like, hey, you got to go take that motherfucker. He's going to take it. And my buddy goes, really? And I'm like, yeah, go snatch it. Go snatch it.
Oh my God.
And so the dude's like, has his phone out. And he goes, hey, why when I look up your address, does it not exist on Google Maps? And my buddy walked up like just real nonchalant over his shoulder. He goes, oh, that's because and he just grabbed it out of his hand and sprinted across the parking lot. And I'm like, run!
Oh, that's actually good. It's a good tactic to take it back because otherwise you're not getting it back.
Dude, never. Because a lot of places, they'll get a little bonus for every ID they take. Like,
I
went to college in Bemidji, there was one bar they would give the bouncer $20 per fake ID.
Damn.
Oh, so you take 10 in a night. Dude,
I'd be taking everyone's ID.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'd take the real ones. Fuck
it. Yeah, I got 100 of these things tonight. Crazy.
Dude, when I was in college, there was a bar called Corner Bar. And on, I want to say Wednesdays, they had $5 pitchers. $5 pitchers of Busch Light. Or maybe it was like $3. It was just ridiculously inexpensive. And so it was the first Thursday I ever went there, and I handed the bartender my ID, and he's like, "You're from Ohio?" Like, yeah. He's like, "Where are you from?" And I was like, I don't know, man. My parents moved there. Like, that's just my address. And he was like, "All right, don't try this shit again." And he gave me that night.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Dude, in Bemidji, there was another one at the actual liquor store where he's like, "I can't prove 100% it's fake, but I know it's not real, so I'm going to sell it to you one time, and I don't ever want to see this ID again."
Dude, oh my God. Funny enough, that same exact buddy, probably the same exact fake ID. We were in Austin, Texas, and I got into the bar. We were in line, walking in, going, showing the bouncers our IDs, and I get in, and I turn around, and I'm sitting there waiting for Jack. And the bouncer, like, grabs his ID, looks at it, looks at him, looks at the ID again, and he goes, "Well, I just let in one fucking fake. I might as well let in another one. Who cares now?"
Dude, it's crazy how obvious it fucking is. Like, when I got my first one, it was so fucking bad. Anybody with a brain would have known.
Yeah.
It's just like,
dude, the photo on mine straight up looks like you took it with a phone. I'm pretty sure we did take it with a phone. It looks so bad.
Mine was with a phone, and it had a white popcorn wall behind it. So
you know that ain't the DMV.
100%.
My first one was horrible. My second one is the most legit fake ID you've ever seen in your life. I should see if I can find it at my house and bring it in here. It was to a T, my exact ID, besides the year of my birthday. It had my real address on it, real height, real weight, real everything on it from Minnesota.
Oh my God.
It was fucking legit.
If it was Minnesota,
legit.
A real illegal operation.
Oh yeah. We sent like $400 to some fucking Chinese something on PayPal.
Damn.
Yeah. It was, Western Union, dude. That's how we had to do my first one.
I don't remember what
you
it
ever
was called,
sent Western Union?
No, they tried making me do that for mine, and I told them like, no. I was like, "Give me an address. I'll mail you cash."
You mailed cash to China?
Literally in an envelope wrapped in a piece of paper. It was like $1,200. There was a few of us.
Jesus. Fuck.
Yeah. Dude, that's... Any mail person could have just totally taken this envelope.
See, I guess, Cody, you went to North Dakota, so it was a little different for you. But when these guys got lucky, and I'm only 1 year older than Mitch, but when I was in college, Minnesota still had the old style IDs. So you could not recreate them. You could not get a fake Minnesota. So it was so easy at colleges for them to tell, because like, "Oh, you're from Ohio, you're from Nebraska, and you're from Oklahoma." They're like, "Fuck you guys. These are obviously fake."
Well, we had the benefit of the aerospace program at UND is huge. So people from all over the world are there.
Oh, okay.
So like there's IDs from everywhere at this place. So they don't know. They don't know that you're not from Texas, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, whatever the easy ones were that you could get. And a lot of times they didn't even question it. It's like, whatever. Yeah, okay. Another aerospace kid.
Yeah, you did not get that benefit of the doubt in Bemidji.
That surprises me.
Dude, they knew, though. Nobody was traveling to Bemidji.
Yeah.
Dude, I was pretty fucking bad. I got my fake ID early. Like, I want to say the first time I used my fake ID was within a few weeks of my 16th birthday.
What? Yeah, I definitely wasn't on
in
that.
Stout in Wisconsin. My first time using my fake ID.
I was 18, and I remember like it was yesterday, because I walk into this liquor store, and it was me and my buddy who had got it, and I was so nervous. I legit thought, like, I'm going to jail. Like, is this even worth it? I get a bottle of Captain, because I'm just thinking in my head, like, I don't want to spend too long looking, because then they're going to know I don't know where I am. This is like my first time in a liquor store knowing I'm going to buy something. So I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what do I grab? Just grab the first thing that I knew what it was. Captain, grab it off the wall. I put it up on the counter. The guy rings me out. I pull out my wallet, and then I give him my ID without him even asking me, which is already red flag. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I fucked up. Put my wallet back in my pocket. He hands me my ID back. I take my wallet back out, put it back in my pocket. And then he tells me you know, $17, $18, whatever it was. I take my wallet out, give them the money, put the wallet back in my pocket. And now at this point, I'm conscious that I'm putting my wallet in my pocket. And so like he goes to give me the change and my hands are shaking so bad that I'm like this, grabbing the change.
Like a priest at a Boy Scout camp.
Shaking.
See, for some reason, when I had my fake ID, I was way more scared to buy liquor than I was to go to the bar with it.
Yeah.
I had way bigger balls about just going to the bar and being like, I could talk any dumb fuck bartender into the same
time. Oh, like, damn.
For some reason, in my mind, I was like, the liquor stores, no. They know. So I was
I feel like they're way more stringent.
Yeah, I was the whole other way around.
That's their only job. You know, bartenders, they're there making tips and doing all sorts of other stuff. They don't give a shit.
They've got so much more going on.
Yeah.
The trick maybe with a bartender, you set your ID up there with a $100 bill.
No. I think that would fuck you.
My friend Jackson says I'm old enough to be here.
See, I would like you just, I mean, at least for me, I just like kind of had to let my nuts hang when I did it. Like I had to, I wasn't like a go up to the bar and like get one drink and like turn on. I was like, go up to the bar, buy a round, sit at the fucking bar, like just show them like I am not scared to be in here. And then for some reason in my mind, I was like, if I believe it, they'll believe it.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Yeah, you're right, because it's the guy that's avoiding giving their ID. It's the guy that has their buddy get no drinks that always gets caught.
Yeah.
It's never the guy that walks up with this shitty fake being like, I'll take 8 Captain Cokes.
Yeah. And always paying cash. Yeah. For whatever reason, I feel like paying in cash just gets a bartender on your side instantly.
It's easier for them. Also, the confidence definitely gets you further, because there's been plenty of times where I would just give them my regular Minnesota ID. Not 21, whatever. I used to go to this little Japanese place next to my old apartment in Grand Forks. Mm. Just give them my regular ID. I don't know if they didn't know how to read it or just the confidence.
they didn't even look at it.
Slightly racist. Mm-hmm.
Because they're just like, doop. I didn't say who was looking at it. You put that together. They look at it quick and put it back down. Okay. I'm like, all right. Sounds
I'll
good.
I'll take 8 Sakis.
I'll take a Yingling, please.
What the fuck?
You ever had a Yingling, Bean Boy?
No. What is it?
Bean Boy, you ever been to hibachi before?
Yeah, I love hibachis.
I would love to use a little white ass. I could just see him getting all crazy for it.
Dude, hibachis are pretty good. I like them. I like they cook
it in front of you. Did you get the sake in the mouth?
No, I've never done that.
Were they doing it when you were there?
Yeah, I just
you passed on it?
Yeah,
can't pass on it.
I don't want
table.
It all over me. I want to eat my food when I'm fucking dry.
No, dude, they're masters at that shit, bro.
They're absolute demons.
He was just scared.
You're trying to question a professional on what they can do?
Should we go to a hibachi all together?
Yes, we should. Did they ever hit you with the onion volcano?
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
That
little cool. bit? The little that's egg in the cool. hat?
No, egg in the hat.
Egg in the hat's a good one.
Egg in the hat's always
the egg,
a classic.
The egg heart's a good one, where they throw it up and crack it on the spatula, and then they draw a little heart for you.
Little, and then they little, chop that train, shit. The train, onion train.
Choo-choo.
And they have, steam coming out of it while it's moving.
Uh-uh.
Damn, you must have went to a kind of a bunk place.
Dude, it's not even a Benihana's. It's like a knockoff Benihana in... I want to say Maplewood, but it's so fucking hood, dude. It's so much different.
Really?
I remember going there for the first time expecting a Benihana's and being like, what the fuck? I had a white guy, dude. It was literally a white guy doing it.
Did he have an accent?
No. No, he was just white as fuck. He was like a country guy. And I'm like, what the fuck?
How y'all doing today?
And he sucked at it. Dude, if I'm paying that much for hibachi, I want a legit Japanese man. And I want him to do some wild shit. Like I'm ready for the show. That's a whole part of it.
Yeah, if that spatula doesn't spin 200 times, I'm not tipping at all.
100%.
And I'm counting every goddamn spin on his finger.
Every spin, every egg crack. If they fuck up one trick. Tip gone.
Damn, you're like that? What it is.
Dude, I have a buddy, and actually I've heard Mitch say this too, but I have a buddy that has a tip idea in his mind, like when he first goes to a restaurant, and every time the waitress pisses him off, he'll be like, there's a dollar.
Oh my
God. I swear to God, dude, he does this every time.
I'm not going to say that I do that, but it's definitely something that creeps in the back of my mind.
I don't
like, I always think like, but I do like, I start high. I start really high to the point where it's like, if you do a really good job, you're going to make a fuckload of money for me being there. And, but if it's shit, like,
it'd be a hard,
I still do tip. I tip regardless of if service is even good. If they literally suck at their job and they piss me off the whole time, they're still getting tipped.
Yeah. I do. So,
Beans is the type of guy where they will fuck. Like, I have openly said, like, if I go to McDonald's, they fuck up my order a little bit. As long as it's not like the main course, I'm just going to let it go. Whatever. They hand me the wrong drink, I'm fine. I have been to a restaurant with Beans where they have given him the complete wrong food and he's upset about it. He won't even eat what they gave him. And I've been like, don't worry, dude, I got you. And he will lose his fucking mind. He'll be like, dude, I'm serious. Do not say anything.
Dude, that seriously happened.
Even at a fast food restaurant, you won't say anything?
No, I mean, fuck. No, it's, I'll just eat it.
They don't care.
Well, I don't.
They'll just get you what you actually wanted.
I just feel like a dick if I say something. I don't know.
Bro, let's be real. They definitely do care.
Do they?
Sure.
I've worked in a kitchen before, and like you have a different mentality about it, dude. Like, you hate... I guess for me, in a way, I hated the customer.
Yeah.
So back in the kitchen, so someone's like, oh, my, because I worked at Pizza Hut, like, oh, my wings weren't seasoned enough. It'd be like, fuck you, bitch. You don't know what wings are.
Okay. So I'm thinking actually more fast food, not restaurant. Restaurant wise, I'm in total agreement with you. But I think fast food, if I'm sitting at the window and I noticeably see there's no fries in the bag and I ordered fries, I'll just be like, hey, I also had fries.
No, or this, the fucking ex-girlfriend, she'd get a plain cheeseburger and all of a sudden it's got ketchup on it and she's freaking out. You best believe I'm just still driving. For fucking ketchup,
at that point,
dude,
I could give a shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
see, for me,
ketchup.
Even if they forgot the fries, I'd be like, they made the healthy decision for me.
I'm just...
oh, I'm going back.
That's how
I'm still
I look
paid
at
for them,
it.
It usually comes down to me just being like pretty much not a picky eater. Like, if you're not slamming a shitload of tomatoes or mushrooms on any food that I eat, I'll just fucking deal with it because I don't care. I probably like that food too. I don't really give a shit that much. But there is times where I'm like, I really want this specific thing and it fucking pisses me off that you didn't give it to me. Then I'll say something.
You ever hit a waiter or waitress?
Oh, no.
Do you guys have any friends that like will talk shit to the waiter or waitress? And, like,
hell no.
I have some friends that'll talk shit to a bartender, which drives me fucking crazy.
The first time that they do that shit in front of me is the last time that I'm out with those guys. Because that nothing embarrasses me more than someone being rude to a waiter or waitress for no reason.
What's worse, being rude to a waiter or waitress, or being a drunk, belligerent asshole to a bartender?
I feel like the bartender is more common, so I would say the waiter or waitress. So
but,
I feel like
but
belligerent
because
asshole,
it's more common, don't you think that the bartenders really don't want to deal with it?
Oh, they really don't want to deal with
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's worse. Like, if you're in an environment where they're, like, they're solely kind of there to serve you. Like, waitresses, you know, they got, well, I guess bartenders do too, but... I don't know. I feel like it's more personal with a bartender, especially if you're sitting at the bar.
In my experience, though, bartenders usually have thicker skin because they deal with that shit way more.
They're
like
a lot,
waiters, waitresses, I feel like could take that to heart faster.
I feel like bartenders are a lot like more likely to tell you to just shut the fuck up, which is good.
Oh, definitely.
Which is good. Waitresses and waiters should do that, too.
Or
by the way,
hey, I'm not serving you or you can't come back.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, they're used to it.
Yeah, it's weird for me, dude, because like I'm a tip friendly guy. I believe in tipping. I like tipping, but on the whole other spectrum, if I hear a waitress complain about their tip, I want to lose my fucking mind, dude. Like it irks me like no other. I will, dude. I've almost been in so many Facebook fights. Like when I hear the shit, when this saying drives me insane. If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out. Fuck you, dude. If you have a family of six and this is your only time you can go out and you can scrape an extra $5 to tip and they're not happy with that, fuck you. You don't know what people got going on. You know, like this, for some families, going out to eat is like the biggest deal. Like that's like something they've been working towards for a month, you know?
Right.
Feel that.
I hate like seeing on Snapchat like friends that are waitresses, waiters, whatever, and they'll post a picture of the receipt, you know, and it'll be like $100 tab and they'll only give them $10 or whatever. It's like they're bitching about
it. But how much work do they really fucking do? You know,
sometimes
what I mean?
Sometimes a lot.
On this one.
Do you know
sometimes
what I mean?
Sometimes
a lot, sometimes not. Yeah. If you got a hot bartender, are you going to tip her big or no? That's the real question.
Me personally, that does not decide the tip.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Oh, it does for me.
That has so much to do with how I tip.
That is really.
The only thing that plays factor for me is if I know them or not. Yeah. If it's a family friend and they're bartending for me, they're getting fucking 50% totally. Every time. You know?
Totally. Yeah, definitely.
Damn, 50?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, if it's someone that I, like, actually my buddy's cousin was waiting on us and she was bartending at the time. And these two dudes walked out on her tab, and I gave her a $100 tip because they walked out on their tab.
Damn.
Dude, here's the thing. A guy like Mitch, he's not really buying many drinks, 50%. What's an extra $2-3, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
I mean, I'm going
to bed at fucking midnight, you know?
That was when we go to the Legion the other night, and we're all like, yeah, my tab was $70. My tab was $50. My tab was $120. Mitch is like, well, damn. Someone drank for fucking cheap last night, because how the hell do all of us have high tabs?
It wasn't me. My tab was $70 too, cocksucker.
I know. That's just what made me think of it. Because I was like, damn, someone was kind of scared.
Someone definitely was. I think it was Tyler. I think Tyler was drinking for free all night. I bought that fucker so many beers.
Dude, I fucking bet. Dude, that makes a lot of sense, because I bought him a couple drinks myself.
Yeah, he's not here to defend himself. He definitely was.
It had to have been him for sure.
Had to have been him.
I'm pretty sure I bought all you guys a lot of drinks. I don't know.
You bought me two.
No, you didn't.
Dude, actually, I got beef with Bean Boy from that night, because for more context,
in on it.
I don't all, recall
all
fucking
the boys
half of the
were
night.
Here. We were recording an episode. It was a banger episode. It was the Wally episode. You know, we had a great time. The vibes were heavy. Beans, you know, he was so busy that night he couldn't come record. He couldn't come to the studio. And after we recorded, all the boys, you know, we had a good time. We had a good bonding session. It was a vibe, and we're like, hey, let's go to the Legion. Let's keep the party going.
Let's fire it up.
And who's fucking bellied up when we walk in, Sam? Who's bellied up to the fucking bar when we walk in the Legion?
Yeah.
And by the way, didn't say a word about it. Never
Not
told
a
us to come out.
Goddamn word.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
That's right. Fucking Bean Boy there with his homie Havel trying to hit a two-man.
Yeah.
Bean Boy's sitting here thinking he's more than the show. Oh, I've outgrown it. I've got a podcast with my name in it now. I don't have to show up.
Fuck you.
He's big time in us. He's big. You give a guy his own show, and all of a sudden he's requesting.
Piece of shit.
I put the kid down. Dad was listening.
Down?
Damn,
no,
dude. Why?
I laid him down.
You put what him was, down?
You what put your fucking kid down?
All right, I put him down for bed. He fell asleep.
Thank God.
I got the okay to go out. As soon as he woke up, got a phone call, went back. All good.
He had to go knock on daddy's door. Dad, can I go out for the night, please?
Oh, fuck.
That's the thing, dude. Let's be violently clear here. Is Will went to the Legion to drink. And we have a group chat. All of us are in. And did not say a word. Like, hey,
okay,
who wants to go? Didn't say, hey, are you guys still at the studio? You want to come out and have a beer with us? Didn't say, hey, is there any chance you guys
fair,
would maybe want
to
fucking meet up somewhere?
When was the last time we all ripped it after a pod?
To be fair, when was the last time you fucking
last
invited
Friday.
Me, brother?
Last
when was
Friday.
The last
well,
time
yeah,
you invited
that's,
me?
Whatever, yeah. But I'm saying, like, before that, it's been a fucking minute.
You know how many
I'll
times?
I'll tell you how many times we've done it with no messaging in the group chat. And that's zero.
Dude, goose egg.
That's so fucked up, Beans. You fucked us, man.
All right.
Well, I just want to be clear. You tell me all these stories about every single weekend, how you just go out and get fucking belligerent and you're
every
just a piece
weekend?
Of shit and you have fun. And then you tell me about how cool your nights are. Not once have you invited me to go out. And you're on your phone more than anyone I know.
Dude, I just
not real. One time have you invited
I
me
just
to
feel
go
like
out.
You don't consider me a friend.
Oh my God. We're not getting into this today.
Dude, another thing Beans does, and this fucking irks me, dude.
I gotta
if
hear
we,
this. Come
if
on.
We all go somewhere, like let's say, you know, it's a truckload of the boys, we're all heading to a bar. If he sees one person from somewhere else that he knows, he will just say, fuck everybody I came with. His whole night will become about this friend. He'll try to leave the group to hang out with this friend. Like, he is willing to say, fuck everybody.
Dude, even that night we were at the fucking Legion, he's just holding that girl's pocket for like 4 hours. I can't even fucking talk to the guy.
I was fucking, I don't remember, leaving the bar, and that's every fucking night.
Yeah, right.
So, going back on the fucking asshole, the group that fucking blacks out. And
you
want to
know
me.
How I know that's a lie? Because you, just before recording, were talking about the house that we were at after
yes,
the bar.
So this is literally what I remember. I don't remember paying my tab.
Oh.
All of a sudden, we get to this house. We're talking in the garage. Don't remember nothing. All of a sudden, I'm talking inside the house with the chick. Next thing you know, another chick walks in. Now we're in a fucking basement talking. And I don't remember getting home. I remember going up to get the baby monitor twice, and my dad called me a drunk piece of shit. So that's pretty much how my night fucking ended.
Pretty and then the girl he brought home laid down on the floor to go to bed.
It's just vague enough for me to not believe it.
That's
just the most convenient fucking story now, I've ever heard of what you reason, remember and don't.
Is the reason why don't you don't myself. Consider Mitch to be a friend anymore is because you also found out that he has a Jewish background?
What?
Is it because I'm Jewish? That's why you don't
no,
like me?
I love you, Mitch.
Is That's that weird because you said we weren't friends 2 minutes ago.
No, I said I feel like you don't consider me a friend. I consider you a friend, but you hate me.
See what this is? This is blanket that you guys might not be picking up on it. This is gaslighting. He's trying to blame me right now.
Dude, this dumb motherfucker literally told me last week, too, that Cody hates him. So I think he has a problem with everybody hating him, apparently.
Yeah, I feel like everyone does hate me.
Unpack it, Beans. Why do you feel that
way? Yeah, let's get this all out on the table right now.
Let's get it out. All right. I don't know.
Great explanation.
Oh, he's shutting down.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Shutting down.
I would love to hear why I'm the reason that we're not friends. That's what I want to hear.
I just feel like you fucking hate me. You never say anything good about me. You just bash on me.
That's the thing, is that's how you know that he does like you.
Oh, is that how it goes?
When have I ever said anything nice about any of you guys?
You say a lot of nice stuff about Mitch.
I am Mitch.
I know.
What?
Now I'm confused.
Fibra, are you feeling okay, man?
No, I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
His
right
face
now.
Is so red, dude. He's blacking out and he doesn't even know what to say.
All right, can we hit a little fucking bathroom break? Yeah. I'm about to piss my pants.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right. Are we going?
We're going.
Yeah. Put your hat on, dude. Holy shit.
God. Please, God. I can't even take it, dude. I was blinded. The light came directly off.
All right, we're forehead. Back from the bathroom break. Sam had to take a shit. Sorry about that. Mitch, what do you got for us?
Oh, fuck, that's great.
I love the rush, dude. I'm about
so it. I can't give anyone credit because I don't remember where I saw it, but I know it was on TikTok. And it was just a little factoid piece of information, and I want to ask you guys a question. I'll ask Will first, and then you guys, I want to at least see how smart you are.
I love it.
Will, I want you to tell me how long the Great Wall of China is.
Oh, fuck. 125 miles?
Cody?
30 miles.
Sam, the Great Wall of China. You can see this fucker from space, just so we're clear.
Okay, it's definitely not 30 miles. Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm going to say, I'm gonna go for it all. I'm going to say 1,125 miles.
I had to look it up and everything because I still don't believe this almost. The Great Wall of China is 13,171 miles long.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
What?
Look it up. The Great Wall of China is 13,000 miles long. I have a few statistics to compare that to. The two furthest landmarks in the lower 48, the furthest distance you could drive in the lower 48 of the United States is 2,892 miles.
Whoa.
When did they build
this shit? So almost seven times that long.
That's insane.
Them goddamn Mongolians, dude.
When did they build this? Like, how long ago?
Oh, I don't know. Long, 2010? I couldn't tell you that.
2010, 2009?
I think they, I think they broke ground in, 2007.
Fuck you.
Cody, you're a fit guy. You're a handsome guy. You know that if you're not really big into the whole cardio thing, 10,000 steps a day is kind of what a guy wants to shoot for.
Yep.
To be fit and healthy. If you took 10,000 steps a day exactly, how long do you think it would take you to walk the Great Wall of China?
Holy shit. Okay, so
if you 10,000 steps is pretty steps, fucking active for those who don't really keep up on it.
It equates out to roughly 5 miles. So I'm going to say it's going to take you about
200 years?
6,400 days.
I don't know what that is in years, but it takes 6.3 years. If you took 10,000 steps every single
day. My math
was fucked
up. Did you
say 600 years?
I said 200.
I'm still just fucking mind blown. I literally had to look it up because I saw this whole thing and I was like, man, look at these fake ass podcasters making this dumbass clip. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh my God, it's real. 13,000 miles.
Dude, I can't even imagine. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to think that they were so afraid, like at the time of people coming into their country, that they're like, fuck it, we're building this fucking wall, dude. Like, it makes you really realize how easy it would be to do the wall, to our wall. You know, if China pulled it off.
What? Hold the fuck on, dude.
I'm doing the math here, dude. If China did 13,000 miles?
Yeah.
What do we got, like 9,000 here in the U.S.? We could pull that shit?
No, like, not even fucking close. That's what I told you earlier. The furthest, like New York to fucking Mexico, is like 2,800 miles.
Holy shit, dude. We could.
So it's like maybe 1,000.
Damn. Have you guys been hearing about all that shit with the border and how there's a guy on TikTok right now that's teaching people squatter's law in the deep south. They're just, it's an epidemic right now of people just breaking into houses that no one lives at.
Mansions.
And squatting there.
Into mansions.
It's a huge thing right now. Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard something of that, actually. I had a good family friend that lived in a border town in Texas. And, like, the rule for the town was that, like, if you see someone in your backyard and you don't know who they are and you don't think they have any intent of leaving, you can shoot them and they won't ask any questions.
Fuck yeah.
Shoot on sight's wild.
It's crazy. He said there's, I mean, like, the crime rate in this town was unbelievable.
Well, dude,
so that doesn't surprise me.
That's why we need a fucking wall.
Why are there all these like abandoned mansions just chilling that people can go squat in?
Dude, that's what they're doing. It's because rich people, when they buy their second house, they like Texas is huge for that.
Yeah,
because of their
Texas,
taxes.
Florida, Montana,
Georgia's another big one where a lot of squatters have been going. And these laws are so fucking old that people are taking insane advantage of them. Because like back in the day, that was like someone would fucking die in the woods. And their house, you know, with their little log cabin they built would be left unattended. So they would, you know, squatter's law. If you just lived there long enough, it was yours. That shit does not apply to today. Like, it does not work in today's society.
Is it a real thing?
Squatter's law?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It is a real thing.
It's like, a real thing.
People are getting arrested. So there's a lady right now, I want to say Georgia. She just got arrested because the squatter family was gone. She went in, changed the locks, and then wouldn't let the squatters back in. The cop showed up and arrested the homeowner because of squatter's law.
How the fuck does that work?
It's this fucked up world, dude.
I just can't even fathom, like, I would never have the balls to just, like, break into a house and be like, this is mine.
I wouldn't mind a mansion. I would do that to a mansion.
I just don't think I have the balls to do it. Like, that's just such a crazy... I'm not saying it wouldn't be fucking cool to get a free house, but it's just such a crazy thing to think that you're entitled to it.
Is that a thing in Minnesota?
Oh, I'm sure.
Is it a federal thing?
I know squatter's law, it's goes state by state. So, like, DeSantis in Florida, he straight up said, what you guys see going on in Florida and Texas, or in Texas and Georgia, that shit is not going to happen here. Like, we're not going for it.
I don't know. Dude, you had it in your pocket? Oh, my God.
What, are you pulling a Beans?
No, dude, I lost my...
Getting distracted by a lost vape? Who the fuck cares?
I don't know what happened.
Hey, what
I
the
saw
fuck
a shiny ball. I saw a shiny ball and I left. Yeah, squatter's law seems crazy to me. I honestly didn't... I knew I've heard of it before, but I didn't know that that was still a thing that was like enforced.
Dude, absolutely. Because until the states change the law, it will never change. Like it's just law.
Yeah, I guess.
But Florida, because the governors have the power. That's why DeSantis is like, hell nah, that's not happening. If you're in a house in Florida, that's not yours. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for my dad because I'm definitely going to squat there. He thinks he's going to sell it next year for almost $500,000. Nah, I'm not moving out. I'm fucking staying there. It's mine.
Little flex. I like it.
Yeah,
dude.
Subtle flex. I'm going to steal my dad's property.
Fuck yeah, dude. He ain't fucking moving out of that place.
Are you
going to
pet
place.
Your unattended dogs?
Yeah. I'll pet him. I'll let him in the house. Let him rip everything up.
Oh, I don't.
I wonder when squatter's law was like invented. You know, why would it? Why would it even
like
exist in the
what's
first
the
place?
Use case here?
Well, that's the thing. That's it's an. Old,
why was it ever a?
Laws.
Why was it ever a good thing though?
I
can't
like
think of a situation where it was a good thing.
I think it's got to do something with like renters getting kicked out, like just getting booted out or something. That's the only thing I could think of. I could get that, but
usually people are pretty fucking ruthless with that though. I would what I was thinking was more of like fucking honestly, like all the way back to like Civil War times when all these people got killed and there was all these fucking families that had to pack up and move and go wherever and there was all these abandoned houses sitting around and they're like, fuck it, just take it if it's yours.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, bro, because people used to just die all the time and nobody like you would just disappear and it would be done.
And also before people kept record of like the deeds for their properties and titles, you know, things like that. Like there was no records. So no one knew who owned what. So this thing says, According to Azebo.com, which is obviously not very reputable, but squatters' rights or adverse possession laws exist to address situations where land or property is abandoned or not being actively used by the legal or owner's consent. These laws were initially designed to encourage the productive use of land and resolve disputes over property ownership.
I like it. I kind of really do.
Yeah, so like it's got to be a long time ago type thing.
That's definitely like a use it or lose it kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, like some rich guy from New York buys a huge plot of land in Montana and this farm's fucking pissed because they're not using it. And then I can see how that made some sense back in the day, but like now it's just being taken full advantage of. Like, what would you even do if you know, let's say you just had like a summer home in fucking
Texas.
In Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And you show up, you're on vacation with your family, and there's a whole group of homeless guys in there that have the right to be there. Like, where do you even start? And the worst part is these squatters, they team up with the right lawyers that know all the law.
That's crazy.
And it fucks them, dude. It's crazy.
You know, dude, if you can afford a second home in Austin, Texas, I'm gonna be honest, I don't even fucking care. I don't have that much sympathy for you.
I know you
worked your whole fucking life to earn it and whatever else, and I'd be lying if I said I cared about you at all.
I disagree. What if it's like an Airbnb? It's just a normal dude just bought a second home just to Airbnb the thing.
And that happens to people with Airbnbs, that people do squat on them too.
They just never leave.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
That's but why that's you have to get it. There's like, it's like 90 days or probably 30. Even more than, it's only 30.
I heard like 30 days is when you got the squatter. Right,
let me look that up.
Because 30, sure you can pull off.
I'm sure it's different per like state, but I heard 30, which is easy to pull off.
It's just crazy to me. Like, you just crawl in the basement and chill there for
it's
a month.
It's close to 30 days, but to claim squatter's rights in Minnesota, a person must live on the property for at least 15 years and pay property taxes for 5.
What?
That's what it says.
Beans is like math.
Each state has its own laws regarding squatters' rights and the length of time between 5 to 20 years they must reside on the property to claim it. Furthermore, squatters must abide by the common laws of the doctrine. They are as follows. Squatters must have continuous possession of the land/property.
Damn.
I do know that it varies very heavily from state to state, though.
30 days, 15 years. So damn near the same thing, Will. You were pretty close.
No, I've heard 30 somewhere, dude.
And how long did he say the Great Wall of China was? 30 miles?
No, Cody said 30 miles. Will said like 100 miles.
He said 100.
Just so we're clear, all you fuckers were so far off.
And that fucker was built in 220 BC. How the fuck did they even
build
that?
Do you know
what
BC means?
No. Before Christ?
Yes.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah.
Do you know what AD means?
Dude, how the fuck did they build that thing way back then? It's got to be the aliens helping
them
out.
Dude, you want to know what another mind fuck for me, length of time wise, was? I saw one of these like fact slides on TikTok, and it was that we are closer to living at the same time as the T-Rex was than... No, hold on. I said that fucked up. The T-Rex to us is a shorter distance of time than it was from the Stegosaurus to the T-Rex.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Like,
isn't that fucking crazy?
Dude, that shit'll fuck my whole mental timeline up.
Well, I feel like the problem is like, as soon as someone hears like a million years, anything after that, they could give a fuck.
Weren't they around the same time?
See, that's exactly what I would have.
That's like, what everyone would think. But no, that's what Cody's saying, is that's how fucking far apart they are.
So how the fuck was there even dinosaurs on this world? I don't get it.
This is a good Beansy topic.
I don't know if
topic.
Anybody knows Beansy.
Dude, it just... When I chill at night, you know, I just think of this shit. And I'm like, how the fuck are they finding dinosaur bones? How did we come up from nothing? The Earth was fucking wiped out, and now all of a sudden we're here? Like, what the fuck? Think about it, dude.
We'll have to keep going with this on Beans.
I would love to get Will on here for like a conspiracy episode.
Dude, just yeah.
Just hear some of his fucking ideas.
Shit.
Well, you know, boys, we're getting down to that time. It's been a great episode. It's been an awesome time hanging out with all you. You know, one thing I want to get the people pumped about is we've got another 420 special in the works. We got CPS Dave coming back. We got Deca Al, and we might even get DPK. So look forward to the 420 special. Cody's going on vacation. So
leaving for Florida.
We meant to talk more about spring break. It didn't really happen, but we're excited for Cody. Him and Lincoln are going to get all fucked up on the beach.
Heard that.
It's going to be a good time. But, boys, thank you so much for coming here today. Thank you for friendship. Thank you for the Great Wall of China. Thank you for the Jews. Have a good night.
If you stuck around all the way to the end of this manic fucking shit show, thanks, why don't you drop a... what's a good emoji? Is there a brick emoji?
Yeah, there is.
Stone. A Hanukkah. What's the candle thing?
Oh, yeah, that cool little candle thing.
Yeah,
fuck yeah. Menorah. Drop that.
Everyone knows that. Drop the menorah. Drop the menorah, and we'll pick a random winner to get. Let's give him an on tap hat this week.
Yeah, we can do that. All right. A menorah.
Hell yeah.
Get one in the mail.
Cha-cha-chia.